Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Same time as yesterday for those guys, apparently. The stop signs were run, but that was okay. I gave Jeff and Jim the okay. Plus, I hopped on with them for the final segment. It's a holiday. I don't really mind if I begin a few moments late. It is Black Friday. It is also a football Friday as we welcome you in. Donnie Football running solo today, 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Sean Myers is behind the glass. We should have some fun today. You can get to us many different ways now in late November 2025. You can listen on the old school radio. Maybe you have us up on the Odyssey app. You can also check out the show live in video, in color on YouTube. And we are also live on Twitter. That's a pretty good new one. We've picked up a lot of viewers on that as well, so you can tune in so many different ways to the show. If you are wondering what are you wearing if you're watching the show, and if you're not watching, yes, I lost a bet. I am wearing an ugly Penn State sweater to celebrate Black Friday. My former high school football team chaplain, Sean, was a guy that I played in fantasy football this year. My team, very good. His team, very bad. But of course, it would only make sense that the time that we played each other, my team put up like 70 points and I lost the game. So here I am paying off the bet on Black Friday. So I hope my friend Jason Lilly is out there watching the show and taking this in as I have to live in misery for a little bit. It's actually a pretty nice sweater, though, Sean. Like, it's actually a pretty nice material.
Where did you... So...
I don't know where he got it from.
You had to purchase it, or he already had it and he gave it to you?
He purchased and sent it to my house.
And you get to keep it now?
I guess so. Maybe.
So you're the real winner in all this. I mean, you get a nice sweater out of this.
I mean, maybe I'll gift it to a Penn State fan somewhere. It'd be a little bit too big for limits, but I don't know.
You know, I'm a Penn State fan.
Well, it might be a little bit too big for you, too.
I mean, I'll have to hit the gym a little bit, I guess.
I know I'm down a couple of pounds in the last few years, but...
Malzi's not wearing that, I'll tell you that much.
No. You're still probably too slender of a build. It would be a bit baggy for you. I'll find one somewhere. Off the top, that is presented by JP Roofing and Siding. It is a big football Friday, and we're going to get into football at all different levels. You can join the conversation as always, 412-928-9370. Steelers and Bills on Sunday, a 4:25 kick at Acrisure Stadium. A ton to get into there. Big AFC North game last night that we will discuss and how that could impact the AFC North going forward. Pitt with a big one tomorrow. So 2 weeks ago, it was a pretty big weekend in town for football, a couple of big home games. And this weekend, perhaps even bigger in the grand scheme of things. The Panthers have a real shot to win, or at least get to the ACC championship game. They need to win and they need some help, but we will tell you how they can get there. We have Nathan Breisinger from Pittsburgh Sports Now. He will join us at 1 o'clock. Ray Fittipaldo in his usual spot just after 11 to talk Steelers. High school football this weekend, the state semifinals, and every single team in Western PA still up and running. We will get into those matchups with Carlo Zovko around 11:30. Carlo, you may notice him on Twitter, even either by his own account or by his Whippiel Insider account. He will be roaming the sidelines tomorrow for us in Altoona. A doubleheader of games on KDKA AM. Peters Township and Bishop McDevitt kicks off at 1. Central Catholic and Harrisburg kicks off at 7. I get to do a little color commentary for those games, Sean. And Sean and I actually did some high school games back in the day, too, and I can remember a notable trip that we had up to Altoona. Maybe we'll tell that story.
That was a great memory for me.
maybe we'll tell that story in a bit. We get a look from the other side of the Steelers-Bills matchup as well. That happens right around noon. No Nick Costos today due to the holiday, but Sal Capaccio, who is the Buffalo Bills sideline reporter from WGR, will join us just after 12, and we still get a Bechtold breakdown, and Sean Myers will lead the way with that Bechtold breakdown. 412-928-9370 as we get into a pretty loaded up Football Friday, and it is a Football Friday with me, Donnie Football. I'm a Greensburg guy, and this is brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. So we'll start with the Steelers here, because that, I would say, is a game that is starting to shape up. And I don't always like this phrase because it comes with a bit of a technicality, and I don't know if it is truly a defining game for the season. I don't know if I would say it's a must win, because there is still life for the Steelers if they would not win the game on Sunday, but it just feels that way to me. It feels like this is an opportunity for the Steelers to get back in control a little bit of the AFC North, feel a whole lot better about their playoff positioning, because they are taking on a team that is right there with them in the AFC playoff picture. The Bills have a superhero quarterback, but they sit at 7-4. They are 2.5 games back in the AFC East, and they are also a wild card team. Yesterday was a pretty big day when it came to the AFC playoff picture for a couple of reasons. We did see three good matchups going in. I think two of the games really lived up to the billing, and then that third game, we saw Cincinnati with Joe Burrow back in the fold beat up the Baltimore Ravens. That was an ugly and I would say concerning game for Baltimore in what was a multi-score loss last night in the third game of the Thanksgiving Day triple header. The first game really didn't have much of a bearing. That was just a fun football game, the Packers beating the Lions in Detroit. The second game certainly was a help and a thank you is owed to the Dallas Cowboys, who in the last 4 days have wins over the two Super Bowl teams from last season. They beat the Eagles on Sunday. They beat the Chiefs yesterday on Thanksgiving. So Kansas City right now sitting at 6-6. They are 1-2 in their own division. They are 3-4 in the conference. And their strength of victory is sitting at 4-6. They have also lost to a lot of the teams right in front of them, which hurts their playoff positioning. Teams that are in the wild card race, the Chargers, the Jags, the Bills, who sit at 5-6-7, all three of those wild card teams have victories over the Chiefs head-to-head. And ESPN just popping up a graphic that the Chiefs currently have a 47% chance to make the playoffs. There's an opportunity here. And I think about a month ago, I compared it to like a reality TV show, Sean. I don't know if you're much into reality TV, like survive, like the competition reality shows, Survivor, sure. The Challenge.
I know very popular in the early 2000s. Yes.
Yeah. The Chiefs are kind of that dominant force that's been a returning player. They've been around for years. They've been at the top for so long. And there's an opportunity to get them out of this game before it really starts to gain importance.
I've heard someone compare Patrick Mahomes to Michael Myers, however. So it always
feels
like...
Well, I have done that
yes.
in the past.
If there's even a 5% chance, I'm still expecting somehow, some way they will find their way in.
Oh, make no mistake about it. If Kansas City gets to the playoffs, I will put a monetary value on them to win the AFC.
Starkey was asking... I don't know if you saw the segment. He had like 7 guests on simultaneously on Wednesday. He was going around asking, who do you trust? Which team do you trust most in the AFC? Now, this was before the Thanksgiving games. I don't know if that maybe would change their answer now, but the Chiefs were still the consensus pick. Who do you expect maybe to go the furthest of all the AFC teams? There's some newcomers that you don't fully trust maybe in a team like the Colts. Who knows? But I think most people still think if you get into the playoffs, that's the team in Kansas City that will probably be the most likely to make a run.
I think that's just because it's what we're used to, because we haven't seen any of these other teams do it. I would say that the team behind them that I trust the most is actually the one that is sitting in 7th place of the AFC playoff picture, and the Steelers can give a real gut punch to on Sunday. I think it's the Bills, because that's the only other team we have seen really play the Chiefs close in the postseason and beat them plenty of times in the regular season, but they have the force multiplier at QB. As bad as the rest of the Bills roster is, which I think is pretty bad, one of the few teams with a weaker receiving core than the Steelers have, they just have a guy that can go Superman at QB, and they got a pretty good running back too in James Cook. That's the team I probably trust second behind the Chiefs. The Ravens have some real issues. The Ravens were able to benefit from a pretty weak schedule, and that was part of my thinking as to why they would catch up to the Steelers. And they will, again, pass the Steelers and go back into the 4th spot in the AFC playoffs if Pittsburgh loses on Sunday. So the Steelers are not out of the woods yet by any means, but it is shaping up for next weekend to be a huge one for the Steelers going forward. That game in Baltimore looms extremely large. They usually are, but I know the one last year certainly did too, where the Ravens won and Lamar Jackson kind of bucked the trend of, hey, the Steelers always shut this guy down. What's he going to do against us? It looms very large next week when the Steelers go to Baltimore. And it is shaping up for that Week 18 game in Pittsburgh to perhaps be one for all the marbles in the AFC North.
Is Lamar Jackson even close to 100% at this point? Is that the biggest issue?
I mean... It feels to me like he can't be healthy. And I know that sounds like an excuse.
But he's not in any way performing like what his expectations have been.
Yeah, I mean, he has just played some really bad football. Really bad football in the last few weeks. And Joe Burrow looked, maybe early in that game like he still had some rust. He shook it off as it got closer to halftime. And then in the second half, he really got going. And that's when the Ravens were in trouble. That game should have been even more in doubt than what it was. Like that game should have been a 4-score game. Uglier than what it even finished, and it was a 32-14 win. The Bengals won the game by 3 scores. And it probably should have been worse if in that first half, since he scored just 1 touchdown, in all of those red zone trips. That was kind of my only fear going into halftime of that game, because you had to root for Cincy to cue up Steely Dan and do the dirty work for the Steelers, because they put themselves in this position like they do every year. They go into the locker room with a 12-7 lead, and it just felt to me like, man, the Ravens are begging. They are begging the Bengals to run away from them. And fortunately for us, in Pittsburgh in the second half, it happened. Now, in turn, what do we get from that game? The Bengals are now 4-8. The Ravens are 6-6. There's a real chance the Steelers are 6-6 after this weekend. And lo and behold, the thought now is, well, the Bengals have Joe Burrow back and their schedule eases up. Are they going to win the AFC North? The jokes were flying out there of the AFC North winner will be 8-9. How funny would it be if Mike Tomlin has a losing season but finally wins the division for the first time since 2020? It's all going out there now. I put it out there on Twitter a couple of hours ago asking if the Bengals and Ravens outcome made you feel better about the Steelers' chances of winning the AFC North. Right now, a little bit under 300 votes in, 36% say no, 35.7% say yes, 28.3% says feel the same.
Do you think that there's maybe two different outcomes that you could take that you, as a Steelers fan, feel maybe slightly better about winning the division, but it also might be more challenging to make the playoffs as a wild card now that Cincinnati could be surging? Could both of those be true?
Yes. I also think that wild card race is one that is very scary to get involved in, because look at all those teams that are in there. We're not used to the teams that are so battle-tested being in the playoff hunt the way they are. Like, we're used to the Chiefs winning the AFC West. We are used to, at this point, the Ravens winning the AFC North. We are, I mean, the AFC South is always kind of a crapshoot. Either it's, you know, Indy, Jacksonville, Houston. Houston's right there in the mix now. That defense is legit. We saw what they did to Buffalo a week ago. They beat them with Davis Mills at QB. And what if C.J. Stroud finds himself a little bit? Then the thought of the Bengals possibly surging. I think there's a few teams you don't have to worry about. I still don't think the Dolphins are very good. Browns, Raiders, Jets, Titans, they're all out of it. But now there is a heartbeat in Cincinnati after what Joe Burrow did last night, and they did it without T. Higgins on the field, too. They did it without Trey Hendrickson playing in the game. They didn't allow Lamar or that Ravens offense to really do too much. So now that it's different teams leading the division around the AFC, the Patriots 10-2, the Broncos 9-2, the Colts 8-3, and even the Steelers in the AFC North, that allows a lot of pretty good football teams in that wild card mix. The Chargers, the Jags, who I don't know how good I'd say they are, but they're 7-4, the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Texans, if you want to throw the Bengals in there, even though the Steelers have already played them twice, they don't have to worry about Joe Burrow facing them in the regular season. I don't know if I want to be in those muddy waters. I think their best opportunity, just take care of the AFC North, win the division. You get a home game on top of it, because I don't like their odds if they have to battle out all those teams that are in the wild card race, because everybody from 5 through 10, and even if you want to throw the Bengals in there as an 11th team, that would be scary. That feels like a scary, scary route to go.
One thing I'll say is that I think people are overreacting to Cincinnati and didn't learn their lesson from a year ago.
I do too.
Because there's no doubt Cincinnati offensively can match just about any team in the NFL when they're whole, and it seems like they're pretty close to that now. But why would this year's version be any different than last year's Bengals team that had a really good second half run but could not dig out of that big hole and came up just short? I think the same thing's going to happen this year.
Yeah, and I feel as if the Bengals, even though that schedule does ease up for them, they'll trip up somewhere where they will give up a ton of points and Burrow can't do quite enough, and they'll lose a game like 41-38.
I mean, they cannot lose a single game from here on out.
No,
to have
no,
any
they,
chance.
Yeah, they have. I think they have to win out, because all jokes aside about the records, I think you have to at least go 9-8 to win the AFC North. I mean, hey, maybe the Bengals benefit and they can afford to lose a game and can get in at 8-9. I don't know.
I will say, if they win their next two, they're going to be in good shape. They're at Buffalo, hosting Baltimore, and then do you know their final three games?
I know there.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
They're all bad teams, like the Browns, Cardinals, and
Dolphins. So basically, to
an extent,
if they
beat the Bills and Ravens, then it's really game on.
If they go 2-0, they probably will win out. And at that point, you're thinking they have a real chance to get in.
412-928-9370. We'll let you hop on the fan hotline. That's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'll take some Steelers calls here before we get into some other Football Friday fun. Our buddy Paul in Washington, he's always ready to go. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Donnie, how are you today? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Good, you too, Paul.
Yeah, hey, after last night watching Cleveland and Cincinnati, you really got to wonder, and I think I said this to you before, do the Steelers win another game? Because I don't think those Cincinnati games are wins. I don't think those Baltimore games are wins. I don't see them winning another game. But I see Cincinnati now since they got Joe Burrow. And when T. Higgins comes back, I tell you what, a 9-8 Cincinnati's going to beat a 6-11 Steelers team. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we get to that. I feel like we get to this point every season where we do a little bit of overreaction on both sides. I think Sean makes a good point when he brings up, hey, we see the Bengals play really their first complete game. They get Joe Burrow back. Their defense looks good for the first time all season. And they do it on a national stage. And now everybody is ready to say, hey, look out now. Here come the Bengals and Joe Burrow. Yeah, we all know Joe Burrow is a great quarterback. We already knew that. Joe Flacco was playing the best football of his career outside of a game or two, and they were still managing to lose games. And now we come off a tough Steelers loss without Aaron Rodgers at QB, by the way, and that's something that's been kind of, you know, we kind of buried the lead here in this first segment. Still a question mark if he will play. Maybe Ray Fittipaldo has a better answer for us in a little over 30 minutes from now. But I think the Steelers have at least one win, if not more, still left on their schedule, because we've seen them bounce back and kind of get off the mat already in 2025. And as many pokes as we can take at Mike Tomlin, who is certainly not blameless in all of this, I think he'll get his team to the spot they're usually in. And that's why that's the root of all of our frustrations, because they'll end up getting to 9-8. They may make the playoffs and then they'll probably lose, but they'll get to 9-8. Back-to-back losses in October, they come back and they beat the best team in the AFC at that point, the Colts. They get embarrassed on Sunday Night Football. They come back and they make a statement win of sorts against the Bengals. They win that game by 3 scores. 2 defensive touchdowns in the game. Aaron Rodgers goes down. Rudolph looks good. They lose to the Bears last Sunday. It feels like Sunday against Buffalo could be one of those Mike Tomlin pound your chest moments of, hey, don't count us out just yet. Don't put us in the grave just yet. They also have Miami at home in the middle of December. I think that's a win. I don't think Detroit is quite as good as everybody wants to say they are. And a lot of people are trying to hold back criticism of Dan Campbell because, I mean, I like Dan Campbell as much as the next guy. You watched that game yesterday, and he's the antithesis of Mike Tomlin to a fault. There are times in that game yesterday where you got to say, hey, man, just kick the friggin' field goal. And he refuses to do it every time. We get frustrated when Mike Tomlin does it on 4th-and-3, 4th-and-2. But it could be like 4th-and-11 for the Lions on their own 40-yard line. And Dan Campbell will draw up like a mesh play and try to get the first down instead of punting the football away. Or they'll be in field goal range instead of taking 3 points. I understand aggressive nature is taking over a little bit more in the NFL, and there's certainly times for it. But he takes it to an extreme, Sean. Like, you watch him and think, like, man, you could have very easily just taken the points there and been just fine.
And it's ironic because field goal kickers are better than they've ever been. So you're almost, to an extent, guaranteed 3 points if you get to, let's say, what, the 35-yard line almost at this point? I mean, those guys are so good, especially with ideal kicking conditions. Obviously, there's some scenarios where you're not going to want to kick as often, but it's kickers converting at a higher rate than ever from a further distance than ever, and yet we're also seeing teams go for it on fourth down seemingly more than ever.
And you see yesterday, and you know, the Packers took a risk to win that game. They went for it, 4th-and-3, what, at like the 45-yard line. You would have given the Lions a short field up by 7 points. Like, you know, that's a spot where a lot of people will say punt the football. I would say that's an extremely hard decision to make. It all comes down to the confidence in your offense, and credit to, you know, Matt LaFleur with riding with Jordan Love, who was a very hot hand yesterday. I mean, the guy loves playing on Thanksgiving in Detroit. I think he has like 8 career touchdowns to no picks in those games now in two appearances. But the Lions, it's not a game that I'm just going to easily write up as a loss on the Steelers' schedule. At the Browns, everybody riding high in Cleveland because Shedeur Sanders beat the Raiders. Yeah, that game will be way more difficult than it should be. It always is. But I'm not going to act as if these Steelers are going to walk in there and get crushed. And then you have the game with Baltimore at the end. So I'm always just very hard-pressed to go the route of, hey, they're not going to win another game because they're coming off a loss that was a little bit ugly. This is almost the time for them to come off the mat a little bit. 412-928-9370. If I remember correctly, this guy I'm going to go to next year, Sean, he's going to go with the Steelers in this game. He told the guys a couple of Fridays ago, he said, I think they're going to get beat up a little bit in L.A., and then they're going to end up beating the Bills a few weeks later. That's Emmanuel and Carnegie. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I'm not that Bears game really changed the way I feel about
this.
Yeah, this game I feel like is going to be very reminiscent to the Packers game. After we lost to the Bengals, we thought that it was all over, and then Mike Tomlin was going to have a bounce back game. We lost to the Packers, but I didn't think Baltimore was going to lose last night. So I was thinking maybe we're going to beat Baltimore in Baltimore. When it comes down to the playoffs, so I was doing the scenarios on ESPN. We cannot have a tie with the Ravens to win the division unless the Ravens get swept by Cincinnati, just because they have the winning in the common opponents with the Bears. And assuming we lose to the Bills, they lost to the Bills as well. So there's no way for us to win the division if we're tied with Baltimore. So we're going to have to beat Buffalo, and I'm afraid that we won.
Correct, Emmanuel. That's a good point, too. When it comes down to the tiebreakers, and I was looking at both schedules this morning, and the Steelers' loss to the Bears will loom pretty large because it comes down to common opponent. Now, it would do them help if they beat the Bills in multiple ways because the Ravens blew that game to the Bills in week one. But the Ravens will hop back into the AFC North lead if the Steelers lose on Sunday. So, yeah, I've had plenty of people in my mentions. Our buddy Fred just 10 minutes ago. Hey, Donnie, is the AFC North still over by Thanksgiving? First, Fred, that isn't what I said. I said the Ravens would be in first place by the end of Thanksgiving week, and if the Steelers lose on Sunday, that will still be correct. If both teams are 6-6, the Ravens are in first place. They haven't played head-to-head yet, so you can't go by that tiebreaker, but common opponent would be the next one it falls under, and the Ravens have the advantage there. So, yes, unless the Steelers win on Sunday, the Ravens will finish November in first place of the AFC North, which would bring up a pretty big showdown the first week in December. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. You can also hit us up on the fan text line, which is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I don't know how the YouTube chat is not sponsored yet because that thing is always popping off. We have our usuals and even some newcomers in there on this Black Friday. Coming up, we get into some of the other big football in the area this weekend on a Football Friday. We'll keep taking your calls on the Steelers. Maybe you want to call and talk a little Pitt football. They have a big one tomorrow as well, a noon kick at Acrisure Stadium. You can listen to that game right here on 93.7 The Fan. Pre-game coverage begins at 9. And a lot of high school teams in the area with big games either tonight or tomorrow, with a chance to appear in a state championship game. But your calls are next at 412-928-9370. It is a Football Friday right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Minute mark. We're a few minutes away from that. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. There is a certain word that I have been challenged to use from some of our folks in the YouTube chat, so I have up until 2 p.m. to do that. I will take you to the PM team this afternoon. However, there is not a PM team this afternoon. Austin Bechtold will be in this afternoon. We do have two featured interviews pertaining to Sunday's matchup between the Steelers and the Bills, though, running from 2 to 3. Austin will take you from 3 until 6. I believe Charlie Borges will be on the board for that. I have Sean Myers. It's Donnie Football here on 93.7 The Fan and what is a Football Friday. And it's a fun one. It's a holiday one, a festive one. It is Black Friday. Sean, after this, when I go home today, we do not have high school football on KDKA tonight. We have a doubleheader tomorrow. More about those games in just a minute. The decorations are going up today when I get home.
I'm doing mine Sunday.
Yeah, I think today around like 2:30 when I get home.
Christmas lights.
Now we're in a townhouse, so like all the houses are like connected, so I guess we could put lights up in the front.
You don't want to overstep your bounds there, though.
Yeah, that might be like a little bit tough. So we didn't put lights outside last year. It might be easier for us to just get one of those things you stick in the ground and like the LEDs.
Yeah.
But like in interior.
Trees going up then?
Decorations. Yeah, the tree will go up. We'll put a wreath up at the, on the front door. We go fake tree. I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
It's just easier.
You don't want to Chevy Chase it and pull it out of the ground with your bare hands or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get the stuff like the needles and stuff all over your house. It's just way more. I know it might be more festive to go real tree, but it just seems like way more of a hassle.
I've never had a real tree growing up, not
nope,
a single year.
Me neither.
And I feel like it would have been so much more miserable, that whole process. I'm sure there's some value in it, but it just makes a mess and it seems like a lot of extra work.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said like, oh, you get to go as a family, pick out the tree, put it up. I didn't mind that. I didn't mind missing out on that. Fake tree every year, that made it a whole lot easier. You just kind of unravel the branches a little bit.
The hardest thing about that is at the end of the Christmas season when, whether it's January 1st or whenever you put the tree away, it never goes in the box as easy as it comes out. That's always a little bit. You got to really push down there and jam it in, and you're probably breaking off a part of it in the process.
Where do you come down on Christmas music?
So I will say, and I know that Thanksgiving was later this year than usual, I don't think about Christmas at all until after Thanksgiving. And I think once you pass Thanksgiving, anything's good. But I personally don't seek out Christmas music until maybe the final few days before Christmas. I'm not opposed to it. I have zero interest in hearing it in like early November. I'll say that much.
I'm actually a fan. So now I've gotten the now the green lights are on because we are now post Thanksgiving.
So you will try to find Christmas music if you're driving around and. For instance, that's something that you're going to try to say, oh, let's hear some Christmas music to get us in that right state of mind.
I mean, I'll keep us on it, if I'm in the car and it's
like
there's a live show happening. Now, I mean, sometimes when you go to like national, like the syndicated stuff, like
Jody Mack,
late evening, overnight. Yeah. Our boy Jody Mack, maybe the sport brief with JR. Maybe then I'll try to tune in or like you hook the phone up, whatever. But yeah, I think it's decorations, Going to start going up around 2:30 today. Throw on Amazon Prime for that football game. Maybe Christmas movie tonight. I don't know. And then tomorrow, I'll be out of the home office all day.
How many Christmas movies do you plan to watch from now until, let's say, New Year's? Are we talking like one or two, or are you looking at almost double digits?
Maybe like a half dozen.
Like you have to watch every single year type of movies?
I feel like Christmas Vacation is one.
That's one of my big three.
In.
Yep.
You know, one I like that I feel like gets overhated is Christmas with the Cranks.
Okay.
I enjoy that one. Four Christmases is a pretty good one. Have you seen that one?
No.
Vince Vaughn, Reese Witherspoon. I like Fred Claus too. That's also Vince Vaughn. It's a Wonderful Life is a big one, but
you big on Elf?
Elf is fine for a Christmas movie. I'm not going to say it's one of Will Ferrell's best, but I mean, Christmas movie wise, yeah. Like, we'll watch Elf.
Home Alone?
I'm not huge on Home Alone.
Yeah. See, I feel like sometime in the past 10 years, Home Alone became like everyone's go to, and I never really felt that way. Like, I enjoyed the movie, but it's not something that I have to desperately see every year for Christmas time.
Yeah, I mean, the other one, like, they still do Christmas Story, I think, for 24 hours on,
yeah,
what, like TBS or TNT? Maybe,
right.
Maybe both. That's the only time I watch it. And
Have you ever seen Scrooged? Are you familiar with that movie?
That's the one with Bill Murray.
Yes.
Yeah,
I have. Also in my must-watch every Christmas. And then the third one is kind of Christmas adjacent. It's Just Friends. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Ryan Reynolds, Anna Faris, hilarious movie. Definitely recommend. I know Charlie's a big fan of that. So it has like a Christmas theme, but I wouldn't say it's like flat out a Christmas movie.
Okay.
It's just the Christmas setting. But those are the three that
what
every
about Die
year.
Hard?
Yeah, I don't. That a little bit of a stretch, I would say. I think I told you this, or at least I told Dom when I got in. Joe Starkey apparently was less than a mile away from me on Thanksgiving Eve, or the night before Thanksgiving, I should say. And he was watching a movie in Oakmont that is a great Thanksgiving movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Steve Martin,
oh.
John Candy. That's a terrific movie to watch around Thanksgiving time. So maybe tomorrow I might try to take that in.
Do you know the movie Trading Places?
Yeah, Eddie Murphy's in that, right?
Yeah, him and Dan Aykroyd, Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's still going strong.
Yeah. I never know how to if that movie gets classified as anything, like in terms of the holidays, because it covers like all three of like the winter holidays. It covers Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. So I don't know if it ever gets...
So you can watch it from like November 1st until mid-January.
Yeah, like I don't know if it gets... I mean, it's a great movie. Like I think it's an all-time comedy. I don't know if it gets thrown into any of those holiday categories, though.
I mean, you could make up whatever. If you say that a movie makes you feel like it's Christmas time, then go ahead. No one's going to stop
you.
And like
Rocky IV. I mean, he fights Drago on Christmas in Russia. I mean, I feel like you got to classify that one. His kids at home getting watched by the robot with a Christmas tree up in the background.
That was kind of a peculiar aspect, right?
Yeah, I love that little loophole in the movie that like people, like you never really seem to like point out. Rocky's kid is like 10 years old and both of his parents are in Russia, the other side of the earth, and his kid is just at home being babysat by a robot. There's no other adult figure there. He's got his two buddies with him watching the fight. Not to mention, like, what would the time difference be there? What time did they do that fight in Russia, and what time is it in the States?
It's a good question. The robot didn't make it back for the fifth movie, huh?
No, that's because Paulie lost all their money. They probably had to sell it.
Oh, that's a good point.
Paulie, like, what, signed over the...
Maybe in one of the future Creed movies it could make a comeback.
That would be a really good callback. I love the robot. Yeah, and then you get back for Rocky V. Rocky gets home from Russia. His kid is all of a sudden 6 years older than what he was. Like, it was just a lot of funny little loopholes there in a a movie series that I do love. 412-928-9370. This is something else of note with the high school football games this weekend, and maybe you're somebody who is an alum of one of these schools. Maybe you're just a fan of one of these schools. Maybe you have a kid or a relative that plays for one of these teams or attends one of these schools. I was looking at the sites and times for all of the games that included Whipple teams. So Clairton plays Greenville tonight at 7. That game's at Elwood City High School. Seton LaSalle and Farrell is tomorrow afternoon, also at Elwood City. Sean has a game tonight at Indiana High School. That is Avonworth and Penn Cambria in the 3A semifinal. Avonworth is just an absolute wagon.
Yeah. They're looking for some vengeance, too, because there's a real chance that they get to run it back against the team that defeated them in the state championship last year in overtime.
Yes. Yeah, and that was a great game. I mean, obviously, saying overtime would indicate that. Aliquippa plays Twin Valley tonight at 7 at Mifflin County High School. So
that's a short trek.
I was looking at this earlier because I thought, okay, I know where Elwood City's at. I know where Indiana's at. You know, it's kind of a trip for these schools, but, you know, nothing crazy. Aliquippa is 190 miles away from Mifflin County High School. And the team they play, Twin Valley, you know, they're like a buck 20 in terms of mileage. 190 miles away from Mifflin County High School. It is almost a 3.5-hour drive for the people going out there to see the Quips tonight. So, I mean, they should already be on the road at this point. We're talking 11 a.m. You want the team to get there by 3, maybe stop and get some lunch.
That's one of the drawbacks, and I don't know.
That is insane.
I don't know if this has changed just in the time that we've covered high school athletics, but it really did feel like the semifinals in past years would be basically the east side of the state would go against the east side and the west would go against the west. But then maybe with the expansion to 6 classifications, things changed a little bit. I know that there was times where a Pittsburgh team was playing a Philly team in the semifinals a few years ago in some of the larger classifications. But yeah, it doesn't, I don't know. To me,
thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.